You are a VIP. Auction access to a few, savings for all. Now, here are your hosts of Auction Access, Mark Freeman and Mark Chambers, right here on AM 1300 The Animal.
Hello again from Auction Access Radio. I am Mark Chambers, and with me in studio is our host, Mr. Mark Freeman.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking.
Kind of excited about today. We have some cool stuff going on.
Well, not just that, but I get a break.
You do get
this
a break.
This is awesome. I just get to hear myself talk. And
so no pressure, is that
no
what you're
pressure.
Saying?
No pressure, yeah, exactly.
No pressure.
Love it!
Well, Mark is a nationally recognized automotive expert, former car dealership owner, and the director of the Auction Access VIP Club. Here on Auction Access Radio, we talk cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and we give you a full access to the auctions. We'll tell you what your vehicle is worth, whether as a trade-in or on the open market, how much vehicles are selling for at the auctions, how auctions work, and how you can get the darn best deal out there.
In America.
In a used,
yes.
A pre-owned vehicle. Pre-owned vehicles. So feel free to give us a call here at 719-265-9661. Tell us what you're looking for. Or if you're a little bit shy or timid on the phone, feel free to email us at Mark, that's M-A-R-K, at aavipclub.com. And we'll be sure to look up what your vehicles are going for these days or what the cost would be on something that you're looking for at the auctions. So, the reason you get a break today, what is that reason, Mark?
Okay, so I have a good friend of mine. I met him about 8 years ago. And he owned a company, I owned a company, all was good. But I have Jim Burness here today. And Jim is...
Welcome, Jim.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good to have you.
Jim is... I don't have people here just because they're friends of mine. You're a friend of mine, and you're here for
you
a reason.
You just know a lot of people.
I just happen to know people in the industry. Jim is also an automotive expert. Okay, he's been in the industry for about 20 years.
Okay.
And he's young, he's debonair, he's good looking, he is married. And Margaret Ann, if you're listening, you are a lucky woman. But
I think she's working.
Okay, that's too bad. But from a business perspective,
yes.
He is an EV, which is an electric vehicle specialist, kind of in the same ballpark.
Yep. I spent 20 years in automotive, as you said.
Yep.
Spent the last couple of years in renewable energy and kind of fell into electric vehicles and more specifically electric vehicle charging equipment
and infrastructure.
So basically, and he has attended the conferences in Washington, D.C. Have you gone overseas yet?
Not yet.
Okay. But I know you were talking about India or something, China. I don't know. But he attends all the conferences with all the big wigs of the manufacturers. He's met them all. And so he's really plugged into the industry as a whole, in the automotive industry as a whole, with regards specifically to electric vehicles.
I like how you put that, plugged in. That's great.
Like that?
Plugged
yeah.
in. That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about electric vehicles.
So today, just so you know,
okay.
today, so for the listening audience, today really is going to be an electric vehicle day. We're still going to do the rip-off report.
Yep.
Okay. But the first 45 minutes are going to be EV. So if you have any questions, if the audience has any questions with regards to electric vehicles, anything like that, please give us a call, 265-9661, 265-9661. That's what today's going to be all about.
Very good. Okay, so when we're talking electrical vehicles, though, are we also talking that other flavor where it's like the hybrid gas and electric, or what are the boundaries for questions today?
Hmm. Right, so there's a couple different flavors. There's the gas-powered car, which we affectionately refer to as ICE cars. ICE stands for
ICE.
Internal Combustion Engine.
Ah, very good. Hmm.
And then you have cars like the...
Yeah.
In fact, my favorite new term is if you pull up to an electric vehicle charging spot and there is a Hummer parked in it, you've been iced.
Nice. Nice. I like that.
Are no electric Hummers?
Actually, there is a couple of conversions out there I've seen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty wild. There's a company out of Utah that's done one or two of them.
That's pretty cool.
So that's, of course, what almost everybody's driving these days. And then there's the Toyota Prius next up the ladder. And that is what we call a parallel hybrid, where the gas motor and the electric motor work together, sometimes independently, but mostly together. And then next you get the Chevy Volt, which is called a series hybrid. And that is where the gas motor essentially charges the battery. First you run on about 40 miles battery,
okay.
and the gas motor kicks in. And
charges it, but it doesn't actually run the the vehicle. It's not in the drivetrain.
There's very rare occasions where there will be a direct connection, but the vast majority of the time, it's just acting as a generator.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's actually what I drive.
And I was going to say, Margaret Ann just bought that, or you just bought it for her, or she just bought it, whatever happened. So you are an actual customer. And by the way, I drove one before. A good friend of mine has one. They have some pep.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't realize. Yeah, there's a misperception. There's a lot of misperceptions out there about electric vehicles.
Which is why you're here.
The biggest one is that these are just glorified golf carts. They're not. These are really fantastic cars. And I'll tell you real quickly, given how many years I spent in the automotive business, I've driven just about everything out there. Porsches, Ferraris, you name it. Nothing was more fun than the Tesla Roadster.
I was going to say. Yep.
I hope there's
And you drove that.
I drove that.
At Park Meadows, right?
Downtown Denver. There was an
downtown,
event.
Downtown, okay.
Yeah, and I was going a lot faster than I want to admit to any law enforcement that might be listening before I realized what was going on. But nothing was more exciting than driving that electric car.
Nice.
All right.
And that is a pure PEV,
that
right?
That was a pure electric vehicle. You also might hear the term battery electric vehicle or all electric vehicle.
Okay.
And that would be like the Nissan Leaf to finish the ladder.
Okay.
Very good.
So tell us about the Leaf. The Leaf is a...
The Leaf is an all-electric vehicle, has a 24 kilowatt-hour battery, and so that'll get you about 75 or 80 miles. And, you know, for the average American drives about 12 and a half miles a day, 94% of Americans drive under 30 miles a day. And so, you know, that's another misperception out there, is these cars aren't going to fit into people's lifestyles. They really do.
So when you're talking about the electric vehicle, pure electric vehicle, I wake up in the morning, I get in the car, I drive to work. Can they plug it in from work if it's like that, right at that 25 mile limit or something? Or is that doable?
There's a couple different ways to recharge. When you buy something like a Volt or a Leaf, in the trunk there is what we call a level one cord set. And that is where you plug one end into a typical 110 outlet, and on the other end is a specialized plug that is common to all electric vehicles. And in between, there's some safety devices, so you know, you're not going to get shocked if you drop sitting into a puddle or something. Okay. So that is 110.
Now that's going to be like a trickle charge, right?
Like a trickle charge, yeah. And that is pretty slow. For our Volt, for example, we can plug it in when we get home at night, and it's ready to go in the morning. So it takes about 10 hours. But next up is level two, and a lot of Leaf, Volt buyers, et cetera, will get a level two charging station for the garage. That is your 220 volt.
220 volt.
Yep, and that'll really cut the time down significantly.
To what ballpark? 5 hours, 3 hours?
Depends on the car. Okay. For the Chevy, 4 hours. For the Nissan, the battery's about twice as big, so it's going to take about 7 or 8 hours.
Now, can they actually, on the trickle, go overnight?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, what we're seeing around a lot of parts of the country are special rate plans from the utilities, where if you actually charge between midnight and 6 a.m., you get a discounted electrical rate because there's so much extra supply of
bandwidth. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to have to wake up at midnight, start charging my car. Or are you saying 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 9
higher
to 12,
rate,
higher
9
rate?
To 12,
just, okay.
Discounted. Yeah.
So, if I'm cheap,
yeah.
I
so
would
here's
do that.
here's a good example. I have a couple different ways I can manage that. I can manage it from the dashboard of the car and say start charging at midnight. Ooh. I can do it from the web page.
Interesting.
Or I
from
can,
the web page.
Yep. Or I can do it from my phone.
iPhone
Seriously.
App. Yep. There's an app for that.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. In fact, another thing I love is I can, on a hot day like today, I can actually go to my phone, tell the car cool off while you're still plugged in, and use grid power to cool the car before I even show up.
Wow.
Wait. And the engine or the battery
the
is on?
Well, it's drawing grid power because it's still plugged in. So it's using the electricity coming from the grid.
And it kicks on the air conditioner, cools down the vehicle while it's plugged in, so that when you jump in the car to go drive, it's nice and cool and you've not used some of your juice to get it cooled off.
Exactly. And in the wintertime, I can do just the opposite.
Heat it up in the winter.
And with heated seats.
Hey, no that's way. Pretty slick.
There is just an amazing amount of technology in these vehicles.
Now, okay, so you say all this technology, which tells me it's going to break down because there's all this technology, more propensity to break down. And now, obviously, we don't know quite yet because it's so new. What would you say to that?
You know, Yes and no. Obviously, there's a lot of computers going on. One of my favorite stats is that a Chevy Volt runs more lines of code than an F-22 fighter when you start it up. But I can tell you that, you know, these are the top engineers in Detroit that have put this together, which is something, you know, 10 years ago would make us scare. But today, you know, they're putting out some fantastic cars.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, electric vehicles have about half the moving parts as ICE cars.
Yes. So, and from an engine perspective, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So from a maintenance perspective, there's actually a lot less to go wrong. And what we're really seeing is that things like seats go out before motors go out.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's good.
All right.
So you're going to get bored with your electric car before it breaks on you.
Yep. Well, I'm going to want to throw a little conversation out there after the break. The bricking of the car. We'll delve in. Do you know a little bit about that?
I do.
Okay, good. So the
I don't.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about bricking the electric vehicle. Right now, you are listening to Auction Access Radio. I did it again.
I know.
Action Access. Auction Access Radio on 1300 The Animal. This segment brought to you by Q-Spike. If you're curious about social media, check them out.
Social media. It's in the headlines every day. You can't turn on the TV, flip through a magazine, or